Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. And just a reminder about the Tri-State Livestock News, they're a commercial cattleman's publication located in the heart of one of the greatest beef and cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets, and more. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And Home of the Range, Champions Ride. The 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match is coming up Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for the title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride, August 5th at Home on the Range, Exit 7, on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m. The grand entry begins at 12:30 Mountain Time. For info, visit hotrnd.com. All proceeds of the match are given to Home on the Range to help children living there.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish open 10 to 5 Monday through Saturday or by appointment. More than 25 vendors. Give them a call at 605-642-5884.
And Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota. The 101st Days of 76 in Deadwood runs July 23rd through 29th. The 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year, Steer Roping, July 23rd. The rodeo performances, July 26th through 29th. Parades, Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23 through 29. Go online for tickets and times, daysof76.com.
Well, on a previous program, Kim, you had featured an Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife, and I thought I had. How about an Ole and Lars deer hunting story?
Oh, that would fit well.
It would go right with it. Well, one day, Ole and Lars were out deer hunting, and as you would know it, they got lost. Ole tells Lars, wait, don't panic. I learned what to do in case this happens. You're supposed to shoot up in the air three times, and someone will hear you, and then they'll come to rescue you. Okay, said Lars. So he shoots three times in the air. They both wait an hour or so, and no one shows up. So they shoot three times again. Still, no one shows up. Bewildered, they try this again and again for the next couple of hours. Lars starts to look a little bit worried. Then he shouts, "It better work this time. We're down to our last three arrows."
Oh, please. Very good. Very good. Okay. Here's a conversation overheard. Has your son decided what he wants to be when he grows up? Somebody asked their friend. He wants to be a garbage man, he replied. That's an unusual ambition to have at such a young age. Not really. He thinks that garbage men only work on Tuesdays.
Oh, they only come by that once a week, right?
That's right. And here's new and improved names for boring everyday things. Let's quit calling a couch and call it a people shelf.
A people shelf?
Yeah. Let's change from calling them books to manual films. Bracelets to clockless watches.
That would fit.
Yeah. Here, let's change this name from an air horn to a spray scream. I like that. And let's change bottled water to snowman blood.
Ooh, no.
I don't think so either.
Let's not do that.
Okay. And let's change the word feather to a bird leaf.
A bird leaf?
A bird leaf. I don't want to brag, but I do speak Pig Latin. I mean, I'm not fluent, but I'm sure if I ever went there, I could get by.
You could manage.
Yeah, Bonnie McFarlane said that.
Oh,
very
okay.
Cute. Very cute.
Some of the top things you'll never hear from your consultant. Again, these are from your consultant.
Oh, okay.
Number one, you're right. We're billing way too much for this. You're not going to hear that from your consultant.
Nope.
Number two, bet you and I can go a week without saying synergy or value added. Something else that you probably not going to hear from your consultant. How about paying us based on the success of the project?
Oh.
This whole strategy is based on a Harvard business case I once read.
Yeah.
Kind of instills a lot of belief there, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And number five, actually, the only difference is that we charge more than they do. So I've got a few more of those I'll share on another program. But Kim, did you have something else for us?
I got a few little ones. Probably the worst thing you can hear when you're wearing a bikini is, good for you.
Yeah, that's kind of a backhanded insult or something.
Yeah, no kidding. And yesterday I saw this guy, he spelled all his Scrabble letters on the road. I asked him, what's the word on the street?
Oh, you're right. Folks, thanks for tuning in, spending part of your day with us right here on The Good Stuff.